أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, every insan is on a journey. We are all musafirs, we are all traveling, and our journey started off from alam arwah, the realm of the souls. And Allah Ta'ala created all the souls. Allah Ta'ala addressed the souls also and questioned the souls, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So this was the first thing that the souls heard. The first aspect that the souls were addressed with, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Obviously, in that realm, the souls were completely free of any negative influence of any kind. They were on the original fitrat and the natural disposition that Allah has created every human being on. And the natural fitrat and disposition is that of a person being born with the reality of tawheed, that there's one Allah, there's one creator, one sustainer. Allah is the one who has created this entire universe. So as a result, all the souls replied, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. All replied, indeed. That indeed you are our Rabb. But obviously, as insan in this world, we don't remember what happened in that realm. That's another phase that has passed long before we can remember what happened. But then insan comes into this dunya. And in this dunya, there are various stages that he goes through. One is the stomach of his mother, then the stomach of this world, then the stomach of the grave. And then is the day of Qiyamah. And thereafter is the final abode and destination, Immal Jannah or Immal Nar. Either it is Jannah for the believers, and if some believer, Allah forbid, ended up in Jahannam for his cleansing because he refused to live his life in the way that Allah Ta'ala commanded, but his final abode also will be Jannah. And the person who left this dunya without iman, then his final and permanent abode is then Jahannam. So these are the stages that every insan goes through. And we are currently in the stage of the stomach of this dunya. Now in this time that we are here, already we had been asked the question in alam arwah, our souls were addressed, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? So we all responded and said, bala, indeed, ya Allah, you are our Rabb. So now that is the path on which there will be the success for the rest of the stages, that a person lives his life in this dunya recognizing his Rabb. Because now in this dunya, there's two ways in which a person can live his life. In this dunya, either he can live his life the way Allah Ta'ala wants him to live his life, meaning Allah's command, what Allah Ta'ala's command of what should be done. So, as it is described, Rabb Mani Zindagi. Rabb Mani. That a person is obedient to his Rabb and he lives that life of obedience. And the other is man mani zindagi. So one is Rabb mani, the other is man mani zindagi. Man mani, he lives his life according to his own desires, what he wishes. As I feel, I will do. And people stretch this to Allah forbid what extent nowadays, that I am old enough, or I have my own mind and thought, I can think for myself, and the person still wants to be regarded as a person who has iman, but the person's I will do as I please is gone past iman also. Now that's part of this man-mani zindagi, where a person lives according to his desire, not according to what Allah Ta'ala's obedience demands. So now, in this phase of life, this is the deciding time. How does a person live his life? So in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala describes those who live their life in that man-mani zindagi. They live their life according to their own desire. So there's various ayat that describe the disbelievers and how they live their lives and what is their end result. What is the final outcome? What kind of disaster is awaiting them? And then Allah Ta'ala describes those who live Rabb Mani Zindagi. Those who live in accordance to what Allah Ta'ala's commands are. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah Ta'ala describes those who declare رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah Ta'ala. Now one is a declaration of words. So the declaration of words is not sufficient. It's the deep conviction in the heart. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah Ta'ala. The same question that we were asked in Alam-e Arwa, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Now we are expected to come and declare this, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Rabb is Allah. And then, one is this faith, the conviction in the heart, but then ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then in action. So one is conviction, and then in action they conform to that declaration. So one is to just repeat the words, my Rabb is Allah, but then to recognize our Rabb. To the extent of this recognition, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, to that extent will be istiqamat. So mashallah, the iman is there, but what is the level of ma'rifat? What is the level of this recognition of Allah Ta'ala? And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has repeatedly drawn our attention to things around us so that we may recognize our Rabb through the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. By observing Allah Ta'ala's manifestation of His Qudrat, that by seeing how Allah has made this magnificent system in this dunya, to recognize the creator of it. So in the Quran Sharif, somewhere Allah Ta'ala draws our attention to وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala presents the example of a bee. They ponder over this, which university that bee went to, and which university and engineering course it studied, that it now learned how to build this perfect hexagonal hive, all these little rooms in that hive, so to say, and this entire system and the entire manner in which it manages the entire hive, and those bees that are part of the security of the hive, and those who are the workers, and those who are the bees that go and do the various different functions. Where did all this come from? Which school or university or college that these bees went to study in? Allah says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah inspired it directly. That look, this is your function. And this is how you will do what you have to do. So by that inspiration of Allah Ta'ala, it works a perfect system. How it builds its that hive, and how everything is managed, and how any danger is defended against, how any dirt is kept out of it, and so many amazing things about how that bee goes about his business, that insan will carry on pondering over it, but his mind will not be able to fathom the expertise Allah blessed this little animal with. An insan claims so much of perfection and his technology and whatever else, but he can't do this and then produce this beautiful house from whatever nectar it takes in. and then the production is this beautiful honey. And this insan, he eats all the beautiful food, what is his production is obvious. But here is this beautiful little animal, and this is what's Allah's inspired it, how to go about its day-to-day function, and then produce this very, very beneficial aspect for insan. Fihi shifa'ul linnas, this honey which Allah has placed shifa in it. So in any case, somewhere Allah speaks about the bee, somewhere Allah presents the cattle. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la ibra. Don't you ponder over this creation of Allah Ta'ala, this cow? Have you not thought about it? What sign Allah has manifested in it? That nuspikum min bayni farthi wadamin labanan khalisan sa'igal li sharibin. That this animal is grass, that grass is processed within it. The one side is the dung, and the other side is the blood, because that is the food that it eats. So now the food gets converted into blood, and then there's the waste. But between this blood and the waste, Allah says, we produce for you and provide for you this pure milk. And it's coming between these two totally different colored substances. One is dark red, the other is whatever its color is, and pure white milk from in between it. Give all the technology to every scientist to come together, and whatever amount of funds they need, and tell them put together a laboratory that will feed from one side grass and bring milk the other side. Qiyamah will come where they won't do it. But Allah Ta'ala has manifested His Qudrat in this one animal, and then there's thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of them around the world, and Allah provides insan every day, he drinks his milk from it. Has he thought about it? He drinks it and doesn't even say Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. And Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna min. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught this dua, that after drinking milk, to recite this dua, that Ya Allah, grant us barakat and grant us more of it. Grant us more. Zidna min. Meaning that this is something which is so comprehensive, it has every kind of nourishment in it. And it takes care of what an insan's need of water and food. So now Allah is giving us all these examples in the Quran Sharif. For what? That inna alladhina qalu rabbun Allah. Those who declare that our Rabb is Allah, that is not just empty words. It's a deep recognition that my Allah is the one who has created all this. And then وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, even your own self, haven't you ever thought about, pondered over your own physical self, what Allah has manifested of His Qudrat in every aspect of this insan? But because of the lack of that recognition, that Rabbun Allah, the extent of that marifat is minimal, it's very weak. As a result of that, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they are steadfast on the actions that this ma'rifat demands, this declaration of Rabbun Allah demands. As a result of the weakness in that, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that is weak also. That in action they are weak. So now the person, mashallah, he understands Allah is Rabb. But ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, Fajr time he can't wake up. Why? Because his ma'rifat is very weak. But now if a person had some summons or something, in the morning, 4:30, they're going to come to pick you up. Then 3:30, he'll be already gone. He'll disappear somewhere. Why? Because he got so much of marifat of this, whereas it's possible they'll get stuck on the road somewhere too. It's possible they may never make it. But that fear factor will make him wake up and be gone from there in no time. Now this marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and likewise on the other end, if somebody was promised a bar of gold at that time of the morning, at 3:30 in the morning, then he'll wake up for tahajjud that night. So what is this? The marifat of dunya. The marifat of dunya, a person has recognized dunya. So now when this marifat of Allah Ta'ala is weak, then a person makes decisions based only on what he can see. Because he can see dunya, and the marifat of Allah Ta'ala builds his iman in ghayb. His iman in the unseen. And this is where everything starts off from. Right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala highlights this for us. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. It starts off with يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That iman is in the unseen, not just words, but the deep conviction. So now same applies in this instance, that this ma'rifat, to the extent that this has been developed, person has recognized Allah. Allah is the creator. Allah is the sustainer. Allah grants health and sickness comes from Allah Ta'ala. I need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. One person stopped performing his salah, stopped performing whatever the amal he was doing, started going in a complete slack of everything. I asked him, but what happened? Why? Everything was going well. He says, well, everything else was being wrong in my life. My business started failing. Other things started going wrong. I got afflicted with... So everything started going wrong in his words. So now then... So if everything started going wrong in your understanding, what should have been the correct procedure? That if the ma'rifat was there, then it means I must turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah's help more. Become more subservient and obedient to Allah Ta'ala. But now instead of that, this started going in reverse, which means that that ma'rifat is very, very weak, extremely weak. So now you can't even, when the ma'rifat is weak, where the solution is not to be found, that is what starts looking like the solution. The person has got a business problem, financial problem, so the last thing to do and the worst thing to look for a solution in is to go into the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and go and find some so-called assistance in riba. And getting involved in something to do with riba, he's going to borrow from the bank, going to borrow from someone on interest. Now when the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala is weak, that looks like a solution to him. Whereas that, the Quran Sharif spells out to be a disaster. The Hadith Sharif spells it out to be a disaster. That this draws Allah's la'anat, the involvement in riba and interest. But now what Allah's la'anat comes upon, due to the weakness of ma'rifat, weakness of yaqeen, that looks like the solution to him. That looks like what's the right thing to do to him. And when the yaqeen and ma'rifat is weak, then where the solution is really lying in, that's where he can't see it. That the solution is to come back to Allah Ta'ala. The solution is to get more involved in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. More engrossment in salah, in dua, in sadaqah, in the other amal that draw down Allah Ta'ala's help. But when that yaqeen is very weak, then the person where the solution lies, he can't see it. And with this disaster, that's what looks like the solution to him. So the whole issue comes down to the extent of this ma'rifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this recognition of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is the controller, Allah is the doer, Allah Ta'ala is the creator, He is the sustainer, rizq comes from Allah alone. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. That your sustenance comes from above. Whatever you've promised, been promised, comes from Allah Ta'ala. And nobody else controls the rizq. Comes from Allah alone. Now to the extent that this ma'rifat builds up, he'll adopt the means, but his yaqeen and tawakkul will be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. His trust will be in Allah Ta'ala. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala became a little concerned in the cave, when he was in the cave with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ghare Thawr, and he sees his mushrikeen now who are out to come and find them, and there's a bounty of 100 camels for anyone who will find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they were making hijrah and they left from Makkah Mukarramah. So 100 camels in our context, like a person is being told like 100 Mercedes he'll get. 100 Mercedes, he'll start doing the calculation. Nowadays we'll definitely need a big calculator for it. But now that was a kind of bounty. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there in this cave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is concerned for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's safety. And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these people just merely look up, they'll see us. They're already right here. And what is the response? مَا ظَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنِ Allahu thalithuhuma. What can you talk and what can you say about those two people who the third with them is Allah Ta'ala? So what fear can they have? Why should they be concerned? Now this level of tawakkul and trust, this is teaching us the yaqeen in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That Allah alone is the doer. When Allah wills something to happen, it will happen. We are obliged to undertake the means. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook the means. He went away to the cave. But the trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah Ta'ala made the means. And with the means and without the means, Allah Ta'ala is the one who does. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ is bringing us to this reality. That to recognize our Rabb, recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then to be steadfast on the actions that this iman dictates. So now if that marifat is there, the first thing it dictates is salah. That's the first taqaza and the first demand of iman. The 5 daily salah. That this should never ever be compromised. And then all the time being concerned to enhance the quality of this salah. Because the salah is with which the help of Allah will be drawn. So, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that istiqamat, steadfastness on a'mal, steadfastness on deen, and in all the facets of deen. Sadat, steadfast on the ahkam of mu'amalat, what kind of dealings we have, how we deal with others, our transactions, everything is according to shariat, istiqamat on that. Istiqamat in our mu'ashara, our social life, how we deal with people around us, what are their rights, the rights of parents, the rights of spouses, the rights of children, the rights of neighbors, the rights of people in general, that is part of deen as well, istiqamat in that. Istiqamat in akhlaq, what kind of akhlaq a person adopts, istiqamat in every part of deen. MashaAllah, sometimes there's istiqamat in salah, excellent. But there's no concern about the akhlaq. There's no concern about the mu'asharat. How a person is living his life at home, with others around him. The mu'amalat are sometimes, anything and everything goes. Whereas istiqamat is across the board. And what was the extent of istiqamat in the lives of the sahaba ikram? The one incident which we heard many, many times. Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him and Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Tasbih Fatimi, as it's called. Because this, the first occasion when this was gifted to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she asked for a helper, for a slave woman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, should I give you something better? And because this yaqeen was fully done, this total conviction, she didn't have any doubt about it, that these tasbihat are better than a khadim. Khairun laki min khadimin. More better for you than having a helper, I'm giving you presenting to who? To the Queen of Jannat. To the Queen of Jannat and the father who nobody can compare with the extent of love that he had for his daughter. No father can compare with it. And he is presenting this gift to her, that you are tiring out with all the chores you do, this is the gift. Tasbih Fatimi, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar before going to bed. Says, this is better for you. And because the yaqeen was there, say wholeheartedly taken. No more question about any helper now. And then about 50 years later now, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is talking to his, explaining something to his students. He says, from that day to this day, not once did I miss it out. Istiqamat. Not once. And this is just one example. The lives of sahaba ikram are filled that once they, something was taught to them, something was told to them, that was it. One sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, don't ever swear. He says, I never ever swore neither a free person nor a slave. Why a slave? Because swearing a slave was regarded as nothing. It was regarded as, that's fine, no problem. I never saw a free person, never saw a slave, never saw an animal also after this one instruction. Once off. Never a vulgar word came on my tongue at all. Now they came from a background of whatever they came. But one instruction and everything sorted out. Istiqamat. For life. So istiqamat in all the different departments of deen comes from where? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. To the extent of this ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this ma'rifat is built up by pondering over the signs of Allah ta'ala. By being in the environments of deen, where the greatness of Allah ta'ala is spoken about. By speaking about the greatness of Allah ta'ala. And by doing what, sacrificing for Allah ta'ala. Because now, person is sacrificing, he's refraining from something despite the temptation. Why? Because Allah is watching. Allah is aware. That is building up his ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala. His yaqeen in Allah ta'ala. So now when a person lives his life in this manner, one is at manmani zindagi. Whatever he desires. And when he desires something, if the other side of it, there's a little bit of a challenge, some difficulty, but what he wants is something of ease. So he decides, rather just do what I want. Leave that out. So now this manmani zindagi, what is the outcome? The outcome is then, dunya also there'll be a problem, and akhirat Allah forbid. But the person who's lived as per Allah Ta'ala's command, istiqamat, then tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu, wala tahzanu, wa abshiru bil jannatil lati kuntum tu'adun. Now they made that little sacrifice, they undertook that mujahada, they did not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now that reward comes, they are still in this dunya, at the time of death according to one tafsir, that this announcement is made to them. They are told and addressed, Allah takhafu, the angels descend and give them this glad tiding, you've got nothing to fear, your journey ahead, nothing to fear. Wala tahzanu, nothing to grieve over the past also. Whatever mistakes you may have made, Allah has forgiven you. Because you made that mujahada. So some odds and ends here and there got slipped. You slipped up somewhere. Allah has forgiven all that. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And now is the glad tidings of Jannah for you. That Jannah which you were being promised. So that Jannah is not a fairy tale. Jannah is not just an imagination. Jannah is a reality. Now that reality will open out. This was promised to me, I am now seeing the reality. These angels will come at the time of death and console him. Before his ruh leaves him, they will be there to comfort him. Then they will come in the qabr, when he has been laid in that qabr which every one of us has to face. And what kind of qabr? Many a person now, he's going to go somewhere, so he starts building before he gets there, because when he gets there, he doesn't want to have an issue. So what kind of house he wants there, he builds somewhere he is first. He's built that house, then now he moves. So likewise, this is the opportunity to build what kind of qabr a person wants. The qabr that he wants, this is the occasion to build. If he wants a qabr of comfort, the qabr of where the window of Jannat is opened out for him, the beautiful breeze of Jannah is already coming in, and the bedding of Jannah is laid out for him, then, and all the other bounties that come along, then the time to build that qabr is now. And how will that qabr be built? By this Rabb Mani Zindagi. By living a life in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Trampling that nafs. Repeatedly the nafs will come in the way of ibadat, in the way of muasharat, in the way of the muamalat. But repeatedly he's trampling that nafs. I won't listen to you. One person, one alim, who lives in Dubai, so he was down recently, so he was giving some karguzari of some, says, recently in the past 2-3 months, there were 2 people very wealthy. One person drives the latest model of Rolls Royce around, that's his vehicle. And both from the UK actually, and both became Muslim recently. So now, the one person, he just became Muslim about a month prior to this incident that he was talking about. And any case, one other point in this, very interesting point to note, and nothing new, but he says on different occasions he was speaking to both of them, and each one he asked them something that there must have been some catalyst that brought you closer to Islam. Maybe not, maybe sometimes some people, they just get inspired in some way, but sometimes and more often than not, there's something that became the catalyst. So the common answer both gave, both at different times accepted Islam, neither of them had any idea about the other person accepting Islam. And the common thing that both said was, it was the good character of a Muslim that brought them closer. Somebody who they were dealing with, somebody they were interacting with, somebody they had some occasion to be maybe getting, interacting with the person often, but that person's akhlaq and character is what drew this person to Islam. Now the person is a Muslim for 1 month still. Now he came again, so he says in this 1 month everything has started going wrong. See, business is going wrong. Wife is now, wants to kick me out because I became Muslim. I got this problem, that problem. As Alim is saying, I'm just listening to all the things he's counting, and I'm wondering now, what am I supposed to tell him? Because he's just a Muslim for 1 month still. And now he, after he accepted Islam, all these things suddenly are going in the opposite direction. And now he's saying, everything is going wrong since I became a Muslim. So after he finished, says, give his whole list of things. So he asked him, so what are you going to do now? So he said, well, the devil is speaking, the devil is whispering, I'm not going to listen. Person who's accepted Islam for 1 month still. But this marifat already came that look, the solution is in turning to Allah Ta'ala, not in listening to the whispers of shaitan. And not to get affected by the whispers of shaitan. Shaitani whispers will come all the time. He's now a person, 1 month he's still a Muslim, and all these things suddenly in 1 month everything started going haywire. He understood that this is a test. He understood it's a test of Iman, that where's the faith and where's the trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Inna alladhina qalu rabbunallah. Subhanallah. That person probably in that 1 month had already reached that level of yaqeen and marifat which we probably still didn't get. He said, the devil is whispering, I'm not going to listen. So now this istiqamat. Now when the person has lived this life in this istiqamat, then tatanazzalu alayhim al-malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Now is that life that he led here, so he built the qabr for himself. This is the time to build it. And Allah forbid the person lives the life of what his heart desires, all the wrong things. Whatever he wants to see, he must see, regardless of whether it is permissible or impermissible. How he wants to speak, he must speak. Whatever he wants to blurt out, he must blurt out. Whose rights he wants to trample, he must trample. Whatever life he wants to lead, regardless of what is right or wrong, he's not interested. Then, that's another kind of house that he's building for himself. That is the house of disaster that is building the qabr. But here the person lived according to Allah Ta'ala's command. So now, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And then the angels further comfort him. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your companions. We were your companions in dunya. We kept on inspiring you to do the right things and you carried on listening. You carried on acting on that inspiration. All the time, there's an angel inspiring something, and there's a shaitan also whispering something. The person who listens to the inspiration of the angels, and he undertakes that, some good thought came, he say, I must do it. That thought gets louder. That inspiration gets stronger. And the person ignores that, and he listens to the whisper of shaitan, then this starts getting more and more, it starts becoming more faint. And then now this whisper gets louder. Now he's following what shaitan says. So now he did not follow what shaitan said. He lived his life as per Allah Ta'ala's command. So he now made his akhirat. So the angels tell him, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We'll be there in the qabr alongside too. to protect you, to safeguard you, to comfort you. On the day of Qiyamah. And then Jannat is coming. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. All the desires you trampled in dunya, now Jannat is a place where you'll get what you desire. And the person who fulfilled all his desires in dunya, he's in a problem there. So this is the time to trample the haram desires and secure that Jannat where every desire will be granted to him. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is the welcoming gift Allah will grant. And thereafter this, after these ayat, after this explanation of this marifat and this istiqamat and what it will bring through the phases of life and then the eternal jannat, Allah Ta'ala then says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And whose words can be better than the one who invites towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So first, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about a person making his own iman. And then side by side, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. So he's making an effort on his own iman, but that's a mu'min. He's concerned for himself and simultaneously concerned for everyone else too. So he's concerned for himself, he's making his iman, he's making his mujahada, he's trying to adopt the life of istiqamat, but then he's inviting others as well, and those are the best words that a person can ever be saying. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose words can be better than the one who is inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So just as he must be concerned about, I must go to Jannat, he must be inviting Allah's servants towards Jannat also. Starting off with those who are around him, his own near and dear ones. And then there's no end to it. So this da'wat ilallah, this will strengthen him. And it'll become a means of inviting others also. Allah knows best who will be encouraged by his words. And if somebody gets encouraged by his words, and that person comes on to deen, that person gets closer to Allah Ta'ala, that person will get his reward, and he will get the full reward of the actions of whoever he invited towards Allah Ta'ala. So, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose words are better than the one who invites towards Allah Ta'ala? Which means every mu'min should be a person of ma'rifat, of istiqamat, and every mu'min should be a da'i. Every mu'min should be inviting towards Allah Ta'ala. This is part of every mu'min's life, to be inviting towards Allah Ta'ala. مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. So he's inviting towards Allah Ta'ala and he's doing righteous deeds as well. It's not he's inviting to others and forgetting himself. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And then وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, I'm just one of the Muslims. He's a humble servant of Allah Ta'ala. He's got no airs about himself. I'm somebody, I'm something. No, I'm just a humble servant of Allah Ta'ala. But this inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is part and parcel of a mu'min's life. And to the extent that this marifat grows, this becomes also a fervor in him. That I need to bring everybody to the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. I need to get closer. And I need to likewise make everybody else get closer also. So all the efforts of deen are for no other purpose but to bring ourselves closer to Allah Ta'ala and to bring everybody else closer to Allah Ta'ala. The ijtimas that take place also, no other purpose. The purpose is that each one becomes a true servant of Allah Ta'ala and we invite one another, invite everybody, that this is our path to success. Dunya and Akhirat. There is nothing else. Success is only obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and following the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no other path. And anything that shifts from this, then that is going in a different direction. It's not going straight to Jannat. So all these ijtimas and mashallah over the years, thousands of people throughout the world, their lives have changed, maybe right in the ijtima already. Or in the ijtima they got inspired to now go and spend some time in an environment of deen, in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Because the environment has a dramatic impact on the heart. The kind of environment a person keeps himself in, that makes a tremendous effect within himself. Now the person has left behind everything else, left behind all his engagements, and now dedicated a period of time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and in that dedicated time he is constantly in that engagement of listening to the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, talking about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, making an effort on his iman, inviting others towards Allah Ta'ala. So over that period of time, something starts changing inside. Something starts becoming different. His focus of life changes. He spends his time correctly. He spends his time in the way that is required of him. Then the whole direction changes. The direction which was towards dunya, now the direction becomes akhirat. So this is the purpose, to turn our direction towards Allah Ta'ala. Because sooner or later, that moment will come when we will have no option but to return to Allah Ta'ala. Then people will be saying, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But for ourselves, either we also will be saying, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What I did, I wasted my life. Where was I going to? Which direction I was in? And now I'm suddenly snatched away to akhirat. It's too late to do anything. Now to decide Inna lillah will be too late too. But the person who made that mujahada, strove against the nafs, did not give in to the desires that take him away from Allah Ta'ala, he gained Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, that istiqamat, and invited towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then subhanallah, when that time comes, when that moment comes, he's already built his qabr. So now when that house is already built in advance, and all the facilities and amenities and everything is all sorted out, now he is looking forward to go. He can't wait to go, because he's built the right place. So the person has built the right qabr. So now when the angel of death comes, then his soul is like a bird fluttering in a cage to leave. Now it's taking too long now, when am I going to leave? Because he's built his qabr, he's built his akhirat. So now he's looking forward to it. So for that is building up the iman, building up the marifat, istiqamat, and inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the purpose of these istimas. So for this, mashallah, istima is, we are all part of the hosts. We are part of those who should be welcoming others, inviting others and welcoming them too. And then it's not just about the activity of a lot of things happening there, but being inspired by whatever the message is, to turn our lives towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and become inviters towards Allah Ta'ala. The whole focus and direction of life is to change towards Allah Ta'ala. That's the object. Nothing else. If anything else has become the object, then that too is gone off the track. The object is only this, that to get connected to Allah Ta'ala and learn how to connect others to Allah Ta'ala. So for this, mashallah, some tashkil will be made. Maulana will be giving us some detail about it. Inshallah, we present ourselves. And in this way, inshallah, we will also benefit. Others will benefit also, inshallah.
So, alhamdulillah, respected ulama, ufaz and brothers. Hazrat Maulana Sahab, Tamar Barakatuhum, has taken out time from his tadris and his busy schedule to come and inspire us. Say alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala accept this gathering. The malaika have thronged this masjid. They are seated here with us. They are recording our names in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is now our duty to take this at heart and make a niyat, say inshallah, I want to change my life. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Markadahu said, Kamyabi husni kalam se nahi hoga. Success won't just come by a speech. This is inspiring motivation. Kamyabi kaam se hoga. It will be with some effort, sacrifice. Like Hazrat Moana mentioned, the test of iman is not in the masjid, outside the masjid, with our akhlaq, etc. Or zikr ke ehtimam se aur fikr ke iltizam se. Zikr we have to make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen till death. And fikr, this worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be our worry. Inshallah. So, first of all, we all know the date of the ijtima. Let us diarize it. 8, 9 and 10 next week, Friday, inshallah, starting commencing from Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah Azan will be at 10 past 12, inshallah. Nasihat will be given by the jamaats that are coming from different parts of the world. We are so fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors that people from Saudi Arabia, the jamaats have come, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Tayyiba, then from India, Pakistan, and different parts of the world, they're coming to South Africa to attend our ijtima. So we have a zimmedari, we have a responsibility, not only listening, but the participation is not only compulsory attendance, but to make khidmat of the host. We are the host, and we have to make khidmat of the ijtima. But first let us make some niyat. 4 months is the prescribed period, inshallah. Then we'll give you some of the zimmedaris of the ijtima. Who makes niyat, inshallah, that we need somebody, some people from Westville? Alhamdulillah, you have proven it before. 4 months jamaat to come out, make some niyat, some fikr will be made. Not immediately, some time will be given for preparation, inshallah. 4 months the training course is. For lots of things we need to do training. So this is a prescribed training that our mashayikh have given us. 4 months niyat, inshallah. Who makes niyat for 4 months? MashaAllah. Here's the youngster. Where's your father? Make niyat, inshallah. Stand up, give your name. Hafiz Sahab will record the names, inshallah. Then we make dua, we give sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the way, inshallah. So we need a whole jamaat from Westville. MashaAllah. Give some names, make some niyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record the names. Then effort will be made. Fikr will be made. See, the success of an ijtima is the jaan, the qurbani before the ijtima. Jamaats are moving all over the country. And especially in KwaZulu-Natal, they have covered different tabakas, different areas, business houses, masajid, these programs like this, in the homes there's pratalim and etc. So now this is what it is. And the shan of the ijtima is, after the ijtima, is the success of it is some people going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need a few more names, inshallah. We need a whole jamaat from here, 4 months, niyat, inshallah, from Westville. Now Moana is not going to speak, he's going to make dua, inshallah. But it is left to us. If it has come into the heart, anybody that's seated here, make a niyat, stand up and give your name, inshallah, be counted. The malaika are writing the name. This one brother, I work in the prison, I didn't come to lock anybody up, Moana Karguzari, one brother that has joined us recently, he was in the prison, 12 years sentence. 7 years he served on good behavior, they took him out on parole. But because Moana said the environment has an effect, here from around Durban, he joined our brothers one day, they were going for gush, and he said, what are y'all doing? He said, we are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, can I join y'all to the masjid? Just bringing him to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of hidayat. He started joining them for the gush, for the ta'aleem. He went for 3 days, he went for 10 days, he just completed these 4 months. And his parole is still not yet finished. So I said, see, Allah Pak has accepted us. This world is a prison for a believer, paradise for a non-believer. So inshallah, please make some niyat inshallah of 4 months first. It's the fikr and responsibility for myself, my family, my progeny to come inshallah. MashaAllah, what's the name, brother's name? You made niyat inshallah, you stood up. Don't sit down. Come, be counted. When you stand up, you are counted inshallah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Maulana Hamza sahab. Niyat karo, niyat karo. All the ulama ikram, we need 1 year. We're coming to the Darul Ulum, don't worry. You're not getting away. Yeah. We went to all the Darul Ulum so far, MashaAllah. But come brothers of Westville, we have come with a lot of hope. What a beautiful majma. Maulana made sacrifice and came all the way and compliment all the works of deen. The story of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, some of you don't know. He was the first one that sat with Haji Bhai Padji at Grey Street Masjid. Ask Maulana, he will tell you. The first one. Maulana himself, Rahmatullah Ali, told us that he joined Maulana for a few days. But how Allah Ta'ala opened the way? And from where to where? Rahimahullah. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. Haji Bhai Padji's qabr with noor. And so much of qurbani. Through the barakat of Dawat and Tabligh, all the Darlooms came alive in South Africa, and now the Darlooms flourishing around the world. The Khanqas, the Makatib around the world. Alhamdulillah. Some more brothers, inshallah, you have potential. Look at your own heart, don't look at anybody. If you're making your own Jamaat, then get up and give five names, mashallah. You go for picnic, you go for holiday, you want to go for Umrah, you want to go as a Jamaat, isn't it? So we need a Jamaat from this masjid, inshallah. So the first tashkil is of 4 months. Alhamdulillah, many, many places we went and niyat was made. Come on, we have come, a lot of hope would be as well. Last night we went Kranskop, 70 brothers attended the majma. At least 12 names came for 4 months. Small place like Kranskop. Wesville is a big city on its own. Make niyat, inshallah, himmat. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. There are still few more people. It's coming in the heart. Stand up, inshallah. So this is the first tashkil. The second tashkil is still coming. There's 5 parts to this. So quickly, the quicker you get over it, Mawlana wants to make dua, he still need to go and make mutala for tomorrow. Allah reward them, all the ulama ikram that make the khidmat. Allah reward them for coming, making the sacrifice. All the works of deen are very, very important. Alright, 40 days now, we come in concession. 40 days, at least one strong jamaat from Westville. Stand up, inshallah, make the niyat. 40 days, inshallah, say inshallah. One person stand up, make fikr. Mawlana Zakir Sahib will remind them as the imam, inshallah. Make a niyat and fikr will be made. Mashura will be made. What takaza they got, Mahmud Bhai, isn't they got some foreign country and local country, local. So one is the local 40 days and one foreign country has been given to Westville. So it's happening, inshallah. Make a niyat 40 days, inshallah. Not immediately from tomorrow or from the ijtima. Niyat is from the ijtima. August, September, October. Some time will be given to make adjustment, inshallah. As Mawlana said, Malikul Maut come, there's no adjustment or no time for inna lillah. So let us make our niyat, inshallah. It is coming in the heart. 40 days, one jamaat local from Westville for local. And the other jamaat, 40 days will be for some foreign country that will be made with mashura, inshallah. Fikr, niyat, come on brothers, ulama ikram. Inshallah. The quicker we make some niyat, some ihtimam, some fikr, then we can finish the program, inshallah. Who's saying the first person, inshallah? Then you get the sawab of the entire jamaat. Then you make a jamaat around you. Mashallah. Mashallah. Write the name down, mashallah. So we got one person standing up, then we got the jamaat around him, inshallah. The others, we need a few more names, inshallah. 40 days. It's not difficult. Inshallah. So many places the niyat was made. Brothers stood up and gave the names. Alhamdulillah, some tartib is being made of jamaats. So we need a jamaat from Westville. So at the istima can be recorded in front of the mashayikh. We can say at least some brothers from Westville are going to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is coming in the heart. We need some names at least. We can't go away with one. Who's ready? MashaAllah, stand up, make the niyat. Whoever is ready. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala kubul. Allah Ta'ala accept MashaAllah. Jay? What's your name, bhai? Muhammad? Norat, MashaAllah. Anybody else? Come on, we need a jamaat. At least we're coming somewhere. Allah Pak, give jazai khair, make it easy, give barakat, inshallah, give some sadaqah, read salatul haja. Allah Ta'ala will open the way. Allah Ta'ala gives the risk. So adjustment will be made, you'll even get permission from your boss. We went to one place, one of the factories the other day, alhamdulillah. 7 staff got ready, subject to the boss. We said, we'll take the boss out. He gave us 3 days. The boss took them all for 3 days. So he said, miracles can happen. So now they're going, inshallah, they made niyat. 3 are going to go 4 months, some are going to go 40 days here in Durban. So what we're saying is, you will make adjustment. You write your appeal, cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open the doors of hidayat for you, your family and your progeny, inshallah. Few more names, inshallah. What fikr you all made? You all made some fikr, some names came in earlier. Inshallah, few more, inshallah. Then also the fikr is at least every month 3 days. 3 days is minimum now. Next week you have to attend the ijtima, that's 8, 9 and 10, inshallah. Say inshallah. Not only attending the ijtima, we need people to come and serve at the ijtima. We are the host. So coming to welcome somebody, the ulama to make khidmat in the ulama tent. Lots of ulama are coming, students from different darulums are attending, right, to help. You don't have bus from here, you're coming with your own vehicle. To even come to the site, the ijtima site, if you haven't seen it yet, it's at Till's Crescent. Please, please come in there. During the day, people are there. Amal are taking place. Salah is taking place. After Isha, you come, sit for the ta'aleem. Read one Yasin Sharif, inshallah. And they'll give you chai pani there too, inshallah. So we need help as well. We need assistance. Westville was given security for what date? Yeah, what? During the ijtima, there's some security. Few days before as well. So there'll be shift in security as well. So all this is part of the khidmat of the ijtima. You welcome somebody, you serve somebody, you show somebody where is the toilet, you guide somebody, this is the, you invite them to the salah area. So that is your khidmat, inshallah. Your ikram will be a means of hidayat for somebody. All that will be your sadaqah jariyah, inshallah. So every day, inshallah, make some time to go there to the ijtima site. Also in the masjid, Mawlana Sahib, we're requesting to read Yasin Sharif. Every day, set a time after Fajr or after Asr or after Isha. 10 minutes Yasin Sharif, make ijtima'i dua. Request our mothers and sisters, inshallah, for them to keep fast, nafil fast, to also read Yasin Sharif for the success of the ijtima, as well as the conduciveness of the environment, the weather. It is everything becomes favorable from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye Nabi ka kaam hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given hidayat throughout the world. As Mawlana said, different parts of the world, going to one ijtima, so many people. We met the brother from Pakistan. He was saying, how many cricketers in Pakistan? He counted 12 names himself last night. That got hidayat by attending one ijtima in Raiwin. And we having 15,000, 20,000 inshallah. They have 200,000, 250,000. So it's a means of hidayat, inshallah. And leave this legacy behind, sadaqah jariyah, inshallah. So make a niyat also 3 days next week, and then every month 3 days. Then the gush that takes place in the masjid, inshallah. Ta'aleem that takes place in the masjid, ta'aleem in the home. Then every Friday night, Shab Guzari takes place as Masjid-e-Hilal, inshallah, from Asr till Ishraq in the morning. At least attend that program, so you get the ijtima'i fikr. This is alami fikr, ijtima'i fikr. And you get up for tahajjud and you make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give you hidayat, Allah ta'ala will use us for the hidayat of deen. Allahumma ahdin nasa jami'a. Allahumma ahdina wahdibina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allah ta'ala use us for the hidayat of others, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept anything else we want to mention. So Ibrahim will tell us when is the security. You'll put it on the board there. Right, right, write it there. You can give your names, inshallah. With the khidmat also, follow the mashura of the amir that will be appointed at the ijtima. There'll be serving of meals on a certain day that will be given to Westville. There'll be other khidmat you have to do, inshallah. So everybody is ready, inshallah. Make niyat also and request du'as also, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Jazak.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزالله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم واعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.